This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, oh boy, the number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. All you gotta do is trust me. The number one fuckboy, Johnny G. Joining me as always in the High and Mighty Studios, my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabers. Arthur, give me a shout out. Nothing. Arthur is currently living with his mother. No, I'm just kidding. Sounds like a divorce. My wife is working from home, which means Arthur will not be hanging out with me. But you know who will be hanging out with me? King of Segways. In the High and Mighty Studios for the first time. Someone I've known now for 14, 15 years or something insane like that. Guys, debut album out now. We got Kara Klank in the studios.
Oh, John Gabris. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm completely out of breath.
Winded. That's what he commits to you, listeners. Yeah.
Also, we stopped down for 7 minutes after I did my intro, and we're just starting again. I'm still gassed. I'll edit all that out, all that heavy breathing. Klank, how long have we known each other?
Honestly, I feel like we met in like 2007 or something, yeah. or six. Even, I mean,
I met when I got my first TV writing job from Chris DeLuca.
Yeah.
And you were also working at that production company.
Right. I think we did VGAs in like 2007 or 08. I mean, like, it's been a long time.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Like, I've been doing stand up 10 years, but I knew you before stand up.
I knew you when you were talking about getting into
it. I was like, should I do it?
I was like, trust me, look, I'm making $150 a day over here.
We were so rich. Those were the days.
Those were salad days of worldwide biggies. We will bleep that name out of spite.
Oh, yeah.
But now you are fucking doing comedy way more so.
Yes. Now I am doing stand up. I've been doing it now for 10 years.
Holy shit.
Woo.
Yeah. But more importantly, what you've been, well, not more importantly than stand up, but what you've been doing for 8.5 months is brewing a person.
Yeah. I am 9 months pregnant today. Today is my 9 month pregnant day. Pregnancy is really 10 months. We need to fucking dispel the rumor that it is a 9 month
thing.
Because
it's like 40 weeks, right?
Yeah. Something like, so I'm like at 36 weeks today. But that's 9 months. And so,
that's like running a marathon and getting to mile 22 and being like, oh, I'm done. Like, yeah. No, marathons are 26 miles.
It's another, right. It's bullshit. Oof. And it's going on forever. It really is just taking a long time.
Have you been performing? And how's that going?
Well, I've been trying to perform as much as possible because I feel like I will be,
you'll need some time
like,
off,
you know, not leaving the house for like a month in April or something. So I'm like, hey, you got spots? Like, people are asking me to do stuff in April. I'm like, nope, popping in 3 weeks. So if you got something before that, let me know.
Now rather than 10 in April.
It's a great way to get booked. Just be like, I actually can't.
I can show up too and be like, I'm a surrogate.
So like performing is fine. I didn't really announce my pregnancy. Like I didn't really put it on social media or anything. Cause like, you know, I write and perform. I want to still get work. So I was like, if people just put me in a box as being like pregnant and not.
Yeah. I don't know how like much that, how strict that kind of stuff happens, but it is sort of that thing like, oh, isn't she pregnant? Oh, she might be like due now.
Yeah,
forget it.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So like a lot of people, literally last night at a show, a comic from New York was on my show and she didn't know and was like, what? Like, so to not see, to just see somebody
yeah,
9 months
pregnant.
I found
out like only like a couple of months ago, it was just like, a clause in a joke or a tweet or something like that, where you're like, well, the thing about being pregnant, I'm like, what?
Yeah. I just didn't do it on social and I kind of was just telling people as I saw them, or I was like, you can tell people, like spread the word, you know, like I was doing a word of mouth.
Everyone's
thing.
Allowed to tell two friends.
Yeah, exactly.
That I'm
It's a pyramid scheme, this whole thing. You have to have a downline. So I have been performing a lot and that's all, you know.
Have you had any, and we'll get to our topic, which is siblings, something that's important to both of us. Mm-hmm. And, but before we get there, have you had like any pregnancy brain moments? Is that a real thing? Cause you're like sharper than most people
I know.
Well,
thank you for saying that. But yes, like I have definitely, I just can't think of people's names and stuff. And I'm usually really good with names.
Oh,
not like a person I know, but I'll be like, what's that, that guy that does that thing, you know, like I have that like,
oh,
a little
Zachary
bit more.
Oh, Zachary Quinto, right.
Yes.
He's making breasts out of lampshades
on Asylum.
I've been always trying to remember that.
Yeah. So for me, that's tough because I always like know names and stuff. And so I'm just grasping for things, but I haven't had any like, like I, you know,
brain farts and stuff,
drove like down the wrong way. It was right, nothing right. tragic. No.
That's what I'm here for. I'm digging for the tragedy. Anything fucked up happened?
Yeah, I smothered my husband in his sleep. No.
I wasn't telling people on social media, but I'm like leaking it out slowly. But I did smother my husband.
I did murder. Yeah. So yeah, no, not really. And I haven't really had any like cravings or anything.
That was going to be my next question, because I'm wondering about that stuff that is like tropes of sitcoms. Yeah. I'm wondering.
I don't know. Look, I don't know what I'm having. And there's a lot of sexist shit that's like, if you have a girl, you feel like shit, you eat garbage, yeah. like you feel terrible.
If you have heartburn, it's a hairy baby.
Yeah, if you have a boy, it's like you're smooth sailing. And I've been very smooth sailing. So everyone is telling me I'm having a boy, but who
that is not
knows?
How that's it's just confirmation
witchcraft.
Bias.
It's yeah, all yeah. like fully like everybody's like, just looking at my body. Like I can tell. I'm like, no, you can't.
Yeah,
like,
no, nobody. Boys sit higher. Girls ride right. lower. Yeah. Girls sit on the toilets. Boys stand. You're like, what is this here?
Exactly. It's so dumb. So anyway, maybe.
So you have no sonograms up on the fridge or anything like that?
We have a one up that's just like the baby from like the chest up or whatever.
A headshot.
Just like, it's a headshot. It's baby's first headshot. And we've actually been
sent
getting
it to UTA.
Great responses. People say that the baby looks very approachable, kind of kid next door. When we have had like one or two sonograms where they show like they're like turn your head away, like they know we're not finding us, they make us like look at the wall.
Oh, that's so
yeah,
wild.
It's crazy.
That's so funny.
But I also when I look at sonograms, it's like a magic eye poster that I can't see. Like I don't see anything. They're like, don't you see the leg? I'm like, I see nothing. That looks like nothing to me.
I never feel dumber than when someone like texts me a sonogram photo and they're like look, and I'm
I
like,
think
oh,
it's upside down.
Yeah, like I don't know what to say.
They just showed me the baby's head yesterday. They were like, it's still down. I was like, that looks like nothing to me. Like yeah. I just can't. So I'll have to meet it in real life and see if it's actually just a bunch of squiggly white lines.
I'll have to meet it IRL. I'm so nervous. I'm meeting my son or daughter today.
I hope we click. Yeah.
Oh, well, would you say not labeling, not knowing what the gender of the baby is yet has helped you with your pronoun work? Right?
Because
you guys have been probably doing a lot of they
well,
and the baby.
I've been doing a lot of it, which I think is not right.
Sort of a swing in the other direction.
Which I think is not right. But that's also because it's just like, pregnancy feels like such a sci-fi alien thing that I'm like, this thing that's inside, oh, yeah, I'm like, it. But yeah, you're right. I should be doing more them. I'm going to try to get more progressive in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah. Do you have a nickname for the
baby?
Yeah.
Okay. So I downloaded this app that like tracks my weeks and tells me how big the baby is, like in terms of fruits and vegetables or whatever.
Right, yeah, like you currently have.
Yeah, it's like you're having a pomegranate. Like, and it's like it tells you what to expect symptoms wise every week. And at the beginning, it tells you to name it. So I just put in Telly Savalas. I don't know why.
He's bald.
And I was like,
Who loves your baby?
Yeah, it just like came to my mind. So now that is what Jared and I call the baby. Like, he's like, how's Telly doing? Like, we just, and the app switches Telly's gender back and forth, like week to week. It'll be like, he's getting bigger, she's dropping, like whatever. It'll like say, because they don't want to offend you, but they don't want to say them.
Oh,
so
right.
They do he and she. They need to get more progressive on the app.
Let's talk pregnancy apps. Call it.
Yeah.
If you're calling me to get progressive advice, you're in the fucking dumps.
Yeah. So like, so Telly is.
Young Telly coming
young
soon.
Young Telly is about to drop.
Coming soon to a hospital near you.
Yes.
Wait, so. You're not finding out the gender of your baby because that's something your mom did.
Yeah. And I was like, I remember just thinking, like, even since I was like a teenager, when people would tell me, like, when I knew older people that were pregnant or whatever, they'd be like, we're not finding out. There's no surprises in life, you know? And I was like, that's kind of interesting. Like, there are tons of shitty surprises
right,
in life.
There's
but
not
like,
that many fun. So
yeah.
Not many situations where you're like, this is going to be a beautiful moment. Now I can add an element of surprise to it as well. Yeah.
So I guess, and also to me, it doesn't really matter. Like,
it doesn't matter for like several years.
Right? Like, I had a friend that did say to me one time, she goes, I want to know because I want to like envision what my family's going to look like or something like that. And I was like, that makes sense to me for you. Like, that's great that you, but I don't care. I just don't.
I'm not a person like that either.
And this is not why I did it, but this is why people have told me. They're like, if you don't choose a gender, you get less clothes for gifts. So you get kind of more of the big ticket items. This is not why I did it. I want everyone
to
know.
Trying to get that nice car seat. I tell you what, you say, I don't know the gender. They give you a nice car seat. They pony up.
Pony up for the bouncer. Like, you know, so like.
I also hate like those super, I mean, they're so cute, obviously, but I hate those like super gender. It's like your daughter wears a tutu and your boy wears a football jersey.
Right. Like, exactly. Yeah. I don't want any of that.
I'm going to leave out who this is, but it was like Lederhosen or Louboutins for a gender reveal party.
So your kid's either a fashion person
or an alcoholic
German dancer. Like, what? Yeah.
Well, it's true. And based on the family, it's possible.
Okay. Oh, and I also think gender reveal parties are the dumbest thing in the world.
Yes. Well, we were talking about this recently. It's like all the elements around it are like, they can all be updated. Like, people planning each other's showers. It's like, you can just invite your friends over yourself. Like, you can just host a party.
Just have a shower. I mean, just have a shower. We had a shower that was like guys and girls at a bar.
Right.
And we were just like, come over. We didn't do any games. We didn't do any like bullshit. And then, but also, the gender really never came into
it. Is that shit? And like all the wedding stuff, is that all holdovers from when people were and I mean, I know a lot of people in America still do, but like getting married and having kids in like their early 20s when they do need their parents.
And they need the stuff.
Right. Yeah. When they need to have a party to get everything and they need their parents to plan the party and invite people because you don't have your own group of that large of a group of friends. You need the random aunts and uncles with
exactly.
the money.
Exactly. But I think so.
If you get married in your 30s and have a kid in your mid to late 30s, it's like.
Right. And we're all living together before we get married. Right. We all have plates. We don't really need them.
Exactly.
You know, like,
exactly.
And
arguably, as you get longer in life, you're like, I have money now. It's like, I'd rather not make my friend. Like, if you want to get me gifts, fine, but I don't need to lean on my friends to like everyone chip in and buy me a stroller.
That's like what we're finding in my family lately with Christmas is like, we're all getting together. My youngest brother's 29. Like, so he's having a baby 10 days after me.
My younger brother, by the way, has two kids to my zero, which is crazy.
So I guess with kids, it's like a little bit different, but none of us have any kids in the family yet. So we're all just getting together, spending pretty much the same amount of money on each other and just exchanging it. We're like, do you want this sweater? You're probably just going to return it. Like, you know what I mean?
Clegg,
like
the fact that you're saying this is so, also, I think I just learned you're not Jewish in this moment.
I am Jewish, but we do Christmas.
Okay. Yeah. I always assumed you're a Jewish.
We do Hanukkah and we do a Christmas.
Oh, okay. Because this is something in the last 2 years, me and my family did was after like the third Christmas of me and my brothers and my wife and our sigoths all exchanging like $50 to $75 gift cards. We were like, hey, how about we don't get each other any gifts?
Let's stop this.
Yeah, let's stop this. Yeah. And now we do Secret Santa for like all the this one side, my mom's side of the family, the side we still talk to, like two of the cousins, three of the brothers, and everyone's sig others are all in a Secret Santa. And so like you only have to buy one gift and you can try
it. I think that's what we'll probably move towards. This year we actually decided to go on a trip.
Oh, that's even smarter.
We're like, let's just go on a trip and everybody just buy your plane ticket down there. And that's the equivalent of buying like, because we're a big family. So it's equivalent of buying like 10 gifts. Just buy a plane ticket. We're going to go to Aruba. And I was like, let's just
that's fucking awesome. Especially if it happens to be the Christmas where everyone is two of the kids are pregnant.
We're both gonna have babies. It's this one. So we're both gonna have little babies that don't know what Christmas is. So
we can
let's go.
Oh, you're this
it's
Christmas.
This coming
you're
Christmas.
You're bringing your 0 year olds.
I guess they'll be 8 months old by then.
They. Telly.
Telly will be 8 months old.
He'll have a little lollipop in his mouth. Love you, baby. That's so odd. So you are one of six is something we're alluding to in this story.
Yes.
So when we were talking siblings as one of three boys, I've always like talking about having kids. This is the craziest thing. Like my wife and I haven't even had a kid yet. And we're both kind of like very sibling centric. Like she has two younger brothers that mean a lot to her. I'm like, we kind of have to have two.
Yeah.
And that's the terrifying thing. It's like, we haven't even gotten one done. And you're like,
Same.
Yeah.
I'm like, definitely like probably going to just have one like pretty quickly after, just cause like, I'm not 20. Like, right, you know, yeah, like you exactly. just got to kind of bang them out. Like, it's overwhelming because I haven't even met my first child yet. Right? But I'm like, we're going to have one pretty quick.
And that's because I think a lot of people who have siblings understand that, because it's like it would be way easier and way better. I mean, we first of all live in an apartment, can barely afford where I live. But at the same time in my head, I'm like, I don't want to deprive a child of the experience of having a sibling.
And
nothing against only children.
No, and we, I don't know if you feel the same way in like the comedy world, but I know a few people a lot of people actually, it feels like more and more are just like, we're having one. We can travel with that kid. I can do the road. My like wife or husband or whatever can
it's
come on the road
for
with
nannying
me.
And
yeah.
Sitting,
we're just going to do one. And that's it. And I'm like, that's great. You know?
Makes total sense. Especially when we're talking about, especially in the comedy community, a lot of people having their kids at 35 and a half, between 35 and 40. And you're like, yeah, one makes sense. Yeah. You know? And as I'm learning the hard way how difficult it is to even have one kid, it's like sometimes you have one and you're like, let's not deal with this again.
And people are like, you can travel. You can still, I still feel very strongly about the sibling experience. So for me, I want to have more than one, but like, I totally get there. And I get more people that want to be child free. Like,
that is completely relatable.
There are so many places I still want to travel, you know, like, and since I'm not getting to Croatia anytime soon. No. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's like something like, do you bring a 6-year-old to Croatia? Yeah. No, you got to bring a 14-year-old. Yeah. No, I'm not going anywhere for 15
to
17.
Anywhere cool for a really long time. Like maybe Florida,
maybe Cap City to do a weekend.
I love Austin.
You bring Telly with you. We saw the world as I did my tour.
One time Jared and I were in Chicago and the guy who was middling for, I think I was like the host and Jared was headlining and the guy middling for us was this guy. And he's like, oh, I travel the country with my wife and two kids in a camp, like in a trailer, and she homeschools our kids.
Oh, that's such a fucking wild
idea.
And
it was like, that's wild, but also you're not that good. I'm nervous for your kids.
Well, hopefully you keep getting better.
I hope you
don't worry.
Better.
My wife's not even a good, not even a good teacher
she
either.
She barely knows what she's doing this off her phone.
She's off the app. Yeah. That switches like, gender every week.
So I was like, that's like a cool, I guess that's kind of like a cute, cool idea for like a year. I don't know how you could like sustain something
like that. Also, you want to like give your kid a crack at like a normal life too.
Right.
Yeah.
Look at the fucking Jolie Pitt family. Yeah. They're in a different city every week or something.
They're in a different country every week. So being one of six, where do you fall?
I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest.
What are you again?
I'm the oldest.
You're
as
the
well.
Oldest. Okay. Yeah, okay. I was like, you're either the oldest or the youngest. I couldn't remember.
Yeah. I'm the oldest, which is weird because they say the middle child is like the one that always desires attention.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of oldest children are the forgotten children.
Well, that's interesting.
Because I felt like by the time my second brother was born, I was like 8 or 9. And it was like, my parents were like, look, we can't. You know, by the time my third brother was born.
Your third brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, that's like a huge break.
Yeah, my middle brother, I'm 2.5 years older than my middle brother. And then I'm like 7 years or 8 years older than my youngest brother.
Yeah, see, my brother and sister and I are 1, 2, 3. So literally so.
1 year apart?
1 year apart, each of us. So like, I had 1 year of knowing what life was like without other children in my life.
Assuming you really were soaking it up then.
Really, when it was really about me.
If I look back to my artist pages from when I was 0.
My morning pages, yes. Oh God, I was producing some of my best work.
It's all been downhill since then.
But yeah, so like the three of us are like 1, 2, 3. So like I always remember them being around obviously forever of my life.
Yeah.
And then my twin brothers came 5 years after my sister. So I was 7. And then my youngest brother when I was 9. So like,
wait, and the twins are one boy, one girl?
No, boys, 2 boys. So it's 2 girls and 4 boys in my family.
Wow.
And
more boys than my family. And then also another.
And then also 3 additional children. But we are sort of like 2 separate sets of kids.
That's what I was going to ask.
My mom always called us the big kids and then the little kids.
That makes sense only because there's a couple year gap between them.
Yeah. Well, just because like, I mean, Yeah, I mean, I was like 9 when Kevin was born. So by the time Kevin was like cognizant of anything, I was like a teenager. Like right. I was like feeding him and taking him places and blah, blah, blah. Right, so like right. I have almost, now that we're older, we're more like friends. But when we were younger, I was like, he's my baby. Yeah, you know, like I would like treat that. I treated him like he was like the, my, truly my child for like a long time.
That's so cute though.
Yeah. And so, but like we didn't like drink together or party together until we were like later in our 20s. And then right. now we're all friends, obviously. Yes. But when we were younger, it was, I felt like I was kind of, they were, what was it, called me mom junior. And like, I was like, you know, in charge of them.
And you liked it a little
I
bit.
I mean, a little bit. Yeah. I mean, I think that is
you
like
the status.
Well, when you talk about forgotten children, it's like, I've always wanted to have a girl first because I was like, girls really help their moms the most.
Yeah. It might know? Be true.
Like,
yeah.
Because my mom like truly put me to work. Like I was a nanny.
That was it for me too. My parents were like both working parents who had like weird hour jobs because my mom was a nurse and my dad worked in the night shift in television.
Oh, wow.
So like they would work weekends often. Oh. And it would be like, wake up on Saturday morning, pop, grandma's coming over at 2 yeah. to make you guys lunch, but until then you're on your own. And that's, I'd be like, we'd be like 10, 8, and 3.
Like, wow. Yeah. Isn't it wild how our parents left us home alone so young? Like I used to babysit for other kids when I was 11.
Yeah.
Who would hire an 11-year-old babysitter now?
Holy shit, dude. I used to like go to another person's house and watch their kid for them after watching my brothers, and I would get my like $10 an hour yeah. or whatever. And I'd be like, who's hiring an 11-year-old who's obsessed with video games to do shit? It's so true.
Yeah.
I would never do that now.
But, I mean, most of the time those jobs were like, when I was that young, it was like kids that were like asleep when I got there. So yeah. it was like, they just needed a body with like a phone to call if right, anything right, right. happened.
And yeah, let me eat all but the beans
still,
out of the cabinet.
Yeah. yeah. Oh man. I remember like I babysat for a family that had bacon bits and I'd never had those. And I was like, hell yeah. I like made BLTs with bacon bits.
I remember I babysat for a family who had the Spice Channel and I kind of had the same reaction.
Same family with the bacon bits. Let me watch whatever I wanted on New Year's. And I, in seventh grade, watched Howard Stern's New Year's special. It was so fucked up. I'm like still traumatized by it. I was like, why do those ladies have maggots? Like it was so disgusting. I was like, I can't. God, a lot of my formative information came through babysitting channels.
First weekend of the NCAA tournament is the greatest betting event of the year. It is exciting. You get to watch a ton of games and hopefully make a ton of money. It all depends. But if you like filling out brackets or national champions or predicting first round upsets, my bookie is the perfect home for your March Madness fun. Will Zion Williamson and his teammates cement their legacy at Duke with a title? Hey, if you know the answers, or even if you don't, MyBookie is the place to get in on the action. MyBookie has been in business for years. They give you the best customer service in the business, and they pay out fast when you win. Bet with the best, then kick back and enjoy March Madness while you watch your picks cash. Deposit with MyBookie today with promo code MIGHTY for a 50% sign-up bonus. That's promo code MIGHTY. With MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. The other day I was meeting a friend and some friends of friends that I didn't know out for drinks, and the friends of friends almost had to cancel because they were like, our sitter fell through, try to get another sitter. And then later on over the course of the evening, I found out that their child was 11. Uh-huh. And I was like talking to Tiff about that. I'm like,
can't they just
weird?
Leave them?
Can
home
you just,
with it?
Yeah. And Tiff was like, cause she's the oldest of three and kind of similar age gaps with her brother. She's like, when I was 11, I was home with 2 babies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, same.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. My parents stopped. We had au pairs, which I think sounds a lot fancier than it is, but it's honestly the best thing. I think if you have 6 kids, you bring a girl over from Ireland who's in her teens. You put her up in a room. You pay her pocket money a week and they watch your kids.
Right.
It's like
they're just happy to have a place to live.
1,000 times
right.
more. Yeah. And then they like have all their friends. They're like living it up. It's 1,000 times cheaper than like a nanny or like, yeah. you know, so because I just feel like the word au pair makes people think that I'm yeah. rich, but no, yeah. these were like Irish teenagers.
It also sounds like a Red Shoe Diaries like movie. Yeah.
then my dad and her. No.
Tiffany always jokes that she wanted to launch a company called Ugly Nannies.
That's a great fucking idea.
So the husband never
Hollywood needs that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Needs it. That's a great fucking idea. It's a great idea for like a TV show too. Tiffany, get in here. Let's pitch.
No, no, don't bring her in here. It's too much. We can't handle that.
No, but so I think by the time I was 12 though, my mom was like, we don't need them anymore. Like, you're doing it. So, like, and then we just had a lady that would drive, like we needed someone to drive, but I was like making dinners and like doing shit when I was so young.
My
so.
Grandma or grandpa would come over to babysit us and like overnight, because my mom and dad would be like in Atlantic City or whatever. And then be like, we have like a 70-year-old woman sleeping upstairs. She's not going to wake up. She's on yeah. all kinds of pills and alcohol. It's like we, my brothers and I would just be like, open the window and just be gone.
That's
into the
amazing.
Night. Like Saturday, your other friend who has like a weird family situation, you're like, hey, you want to hang out Saturday night after midnight? And they were like, yep, I'll meet you in the streets.
That's so awesome. And you were like suburban pretty much, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
so
yeah.
It was like, I just didn't feel as like it would be hard, but I, that's really funny. I forgot what I was going to say.
Wait, how was your dynamic growing up? Was there fighting and rivalries? Was there girls versus boys? Was there
no,
old kids versus young kids?
I think it was just old and young. Like my brother and I got along pretty well, but like would fight a little bit, but not a ton. And then my sister and I shared a room my entire life, like through high school. We shared a room.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I shared a room with my brother up until high school, until like junior high school.
We just like didn't have, I mean, there were six kids, so we all shared a room.
There's no seven bedrooms.
we weren't living in a chalet. So like, yeah, my sister and I shared a room our whole lives. We fought like over stupid shit, but now we're really close.
And this is the sister that's one kid separate from you, right?
She's my only sister. There's only one girl.
And she's 2 years younger than
you. Yeah, and she's 2 years younger than me.
Okay, that's really funny.
Yeah. So
my family, I think I've said this on the pod before, but me and my brothers growing up was a constant flux of two versus ones.
2v1. Oh my God, I was a camp counselor.
It's never 1v1v1.
No. I was a camp counselor for seven years at my summer camp. I got married at my summer camp. I'm like obsessed with it. And that's how they do the tents. It's like a counselor and three campers in every tent. And we constantly did like psychological like evaluations of like 2v1. Like it's a huge thing.
Yeah. Like, it's like, it's such an easy thing to exclude one person.
Yeah. And like the one, it's usually like just one person kind of manipulate in the two. Like they're kind of like that one person doesn't feel that strongly. They're just like, I'm with you.
And that's how it worked in our family. Cause it would always be me or my middle brother recruiting the youngest brother to be 2v1 the other, because like my youngest brother's a pawn when he's 4 and we're 9 and 11,
right?
We're like, we're 9 and 9, we never forget that. He's like a pawn. It's like, Jason, you're on my side, isn't Justin annoying? And we're like, yeah fuck them,
right?
And it's like the next day it's them two versus me. Then the next day sometimes we would rarely get it where it would be the two older boys versus the young one. And that was kind of like, that was when we were just doing like what we would like in what we thought was just like messing with him, but in hindsight was like legit like bullying.
Torture.
Yeah. Be like putting him in the hamper outside the house and like watching from like the window. We used to put him in a laundry bin when he was like 4 and shoot him down the stairs because we had like carpeted stairs. He'd be like, hit the bottom and like blow out of it. We'd be like,
yes, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Oh man.
It was, we like my
all boy house.
Oh, it was one of the anecdotes that I always use to describe like what it's like to have three boys is my mom heard us all laughing in the bathroom one time, thought she was going to catch us doing something wrong. So she opened the bathroom door and one of us was peeing in the shower. One of us was peeing in the toilet and the third was peeing in the sink. And she was like, Jesus Christ, guys. Like, it's just like the last thing you want to see is three different
environmentally,
kids.
Though, environmentally better for the environment. Using
we used to
less
do that
water.
Shit all the time because we were such nasty kids. We're like, dude, I'm shitting. It's like, I got to pee. And it's like, well, go in the shower. And you'd like run in past your brother who's shitting on the toilet.
Oh my
climb into
God.
The shower, piss in the drain, then get out and be like, fuck, it stinks in here, man.
That's like, I'm so nervous about having multiple boys. I feel like I don't know if I can handle it.
It's just gross. It's just like, it is just gross.
Jared is one of two boys and he's like, yeah, my mom just like didn't know what to do. Like she just, you know,
my
like,
brother just had his second son like this year. Like,
oh, so your family's like boy heavy. My doctor was telling me about this recently. She was like, it comes from the dad's side. Like, like whether you have more.
My dad was four boys and two girls.
Yeah.
And my brother has, I'm one of three boys. My brother has two boys. My mom's sister has two boys. It's We're all boys.
You've got a real mask family.
Tiff has two brothers. One of her brother has three boys. One of her and her other brother doesn't have any kids yet, but like it's all boys. And then her cousins are all boys.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. We're running the risk of boy. Well, it's my brother had his second boy and his wife is a only child. And he's like, I don't even know when to break it to her what two boys who are 1.5 years apart are going to do to this house. Because him and I were 2 years, 9 months apart and we know what we did. And he's like, knowing what we did, like we have to, how do I break it to my wife? Like,
because
we like got caught peeing on our own dog. Like, you know, like the shit we used to
get. So many urine things.
Well, you're a boy. It's like you have this thing that shoots stuff and it's like you want, you love
it's like
guns
your own little
and water
Nerf gun. Yeah,
as my mom used to call it, she called it your handy picnic tool. Because you could use it anywhere. She'd be like, because we would have to be like, she would take us to the mall and we were three boys. And be like, I have to go to the bathroom. She's like, go right here in between the cars. And I'm like, what? She's like, use your handy picnic tool. And it would be like me and my brothers pissing in the parking lot and my mom like looking out for us.
That's wild.
Well, I think that's part of the reasons why.
You're making me nervous. I'm like, oh.
Telly's
going to be peeing everywhere. I mean.
They are. Whoever they are is going
to
pee.
I have a feeling I'm having a girl, but that's, I think, wishful thinking. Please don't listen to this podcast, future child.
And that goes for my future child. Don't listen or watch any. I know your dad is an English teacher now. I know your dad lives in Orange County and is an English teacher, but
teaches
that doesn't
high school improv.
Don't go back and listen to all his shit. Don't watch his drunk histories. He's a fucking problem. He's changed.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. So yeah, like we didn't have like. I would also say too, though, none of my brothers are like sporty or like super
aggro
like that. So like my, you know, there was like whining and fighting, but there wasn't a lot of like pig pile wrestling and really beating the shit out of each other.
I think also just like in any actual environment in life, having like some female energy will like combat some of the aggro nastiness.
Yeah, it was
like
probably me and my
feral
sister.
We had like, we were like Lord of the Flies. We had no girls, no parents around most of the time. We were just being insane, you know?
Yeah, like I have a friend that had three boys and then one of my friends from college. And then she was like, I'm pregnant again. And I was like, why would you do? What if you have another boy? What if you have another boy? She had a girl. Thank God. Can you imagine having four boys? I mean, I would just.
That's nuts.
I don't know what I would do.
Throw another one in there. You have a full basketball team.
Yeah.
Well, that's why my mom had my third brother was like, I really want a girl.
She was attempting.
Yeah.
But it's not in those genes. Yeah. And you then guys are a boy family.
My mom's like, can we adopt a girl? The joke my dad would always make is like, yeah, but she's got to be 18. My mom's like, knock it.
What is that joke?
I think the joke means let's have a full like adult Asian woman
let's
living
hire
in the
a
house.
Nanny?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't fully know what it means.
Let's sponsor
there's
someone
like a
on
sexual
a J-1
element
visa?
To it, or there's like discuss like some other like weird like we can use her to work around the house.
That's kind of. Fully a joke my dad would tell. I don't know why I'm acting shocked. My mom is one of 14 kids.
Holy shit!
Yeah, which is psychotic. Because when you said basketball team, I do a joke about how my mom's family is like two water polo teams that could play against each other.
Your mom's team is a football team with subs.
Yeah. True.
You could bring in fresh legs at halftime. There's no one.
That's so true.
One of 14?
Yeah.
Oh,
seven girls, seven boys. Full
Holy
down the middle.
Shit. Would your, was your grand, was that a farm family? Did they need that many people?
No. So basically my mom is Catholic. My dad is Jewish. When they got married, my mom was like, I don't care about religion. And my dad was like, I really want to raise my kids Jewish. So we were raised Jewish, but that's why we have Christmas. Cause my mom's like, that's the one thing I wouldn't like to get rid of if that's okay. And plus Christmas feels very like,
Is it secular?
These days.
It's more like a seasonal thing.
I always
feel
like I use non-secular when I'm supposed to use secular.
Oh, wait.
Anyway, I think it's secular. I think you're right. It's secular.
Yeah, I think you're secular. Because also now I realize I do the same thing.
But so like we do Christmas, but like I went to Hebrew school. Like I was fully like raised to be like, I'm Jewish. Like I didn't know anything about Jesus until I was like in college.
Also, you didn't have to say your mom was Catholic when she said, you had 14 kids.
Well, I did a show at a temple recently. I did it for a temple group. It was actually in a yoga studio. Comedy is wild.
We're killing it.
It was in a yoga studio last weekend for a temple group. It was a lot of people and it was really fun. But when I said my mom was one of 14, this woman was like, so you're Orthodox? And I just like couldn't get into her with it about like how my mom is Catholic. Cause then they're like, you're not really Jewish. And I'm like, well, actually now that there's DNA tests and genetic testing, people really don't subscribe to that whole mom has to be Jewish thing anymore. But I didn't want to get into that with her. So I was just like, yeah, no, I don't know.
This yoga studio is not the time or place.
I was like, this is it. And then I was like, I'm not wearing shoes. And then, I go, I don't know why they had so many kids. Yeah, we're just Jewish. Like I acted like I was like, I can't talk about this.
I can't explain Catholicism.
Yeah, but my mom, so they were just Catholic. And my grandfather was like a pharmacist. Like it wasn't like a farm. They just like either they loved having kids. My mom always tells me, but I'm like, maybe they just like loved having unprotected sex. I don't know.
Well, because they weren't like, weren't allowed to use condoms.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And my grandmother like wasn't even Catholic. I think she converted when she met my grandfather.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
14 kids is so many.
Psycho. And it's like,
I don't even want to have 14 friends over for dinner.
I know.
Like imagine going out to dinner and it's like, oh shit, 14 people.
Well,
RSVP.
And they never lived together in the same house, all 14, you know, my mom, when the youngest boys were born, my mom was a sophomore in college. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
cause
my
right.
mom's a second. So like it's over the course of 20 years. It's probably the most kids they had in a house at a time was like 10 or 11, which is still psycho.
Which is
but
an
like,
insane amount of kids.
It was never like 16 people living under a roof.
Yeah. My dad was super poor and one of six. And like his stories growing up were like insane. You know,
they
slept three to a bedroom and then also randomly had this dude from their high school living with them for a while.
My uncle was living in my grandparents' old house in Florida for a little while. And they'd be like, yeah, we lived here in high school. And I was like, where did you all sleep? And they were just like the laundry room. Like they just were, they all had one outfit. Like it's truly that like we walked uphill in 3 miles of snow or whatever. Yeah. Like
you're one of 14 is like, guys, that's like putting out like, when you see it like dog shelters, you put out like chicken, dinosaur shaped chicken nuggets in like a communal bowl. And you're like, everyone,
in a
trough. It's like everyone come, dinner's ready.
Yeah.
And all the kids come running.
I have no idea how they even did it. And, it's like, I don't even know the order. Honestly, I know the first few and I know the bottom few, but in the middle, I'm like, I think this Carla's older than Evelyn. Like, I don't really know.
We talk about how much we love siblings, but I think there is a law of diminishing returns. I think when you get to like having 10 siblings, it's a strike against you.
It's too much. Even six, like I'm one of six. I wouldn't trade it for anything, but my mom and dad, like they confuse our friends. They don't remember. Every single time I go home, my parents are like, do you want a cup of coffee? I go, I don't drink coffee. I never have in my life.
Yeah, that's the
they
other
They just can't
five,
remember
maybe.
Things
yeah, yeah.
about us.
That's
like,
really funny.
So,
that's really funny. That makes total sense,
it's
of course.
Just like, I feel like nowadays people are having fewer kids for many reasons, like expenses and stuff. But also it's like you can kind of focus on your kids and know them a little bit better.
Right, yeah. It's also like it's not necessarily better to like. If two parents to 14 kids is like, that's not even a good ratio for teachers.
Yeah.
Like if you felt like you wouldn't send your kid to a school that had 14 kids
right.
to one teacher, like,
to a classroom.
Yeah. It's like, no, we need a better ratio. It's like, well, my family was raised with like one person home and 14
it
kids.
It's just, you can't feel like you all can't, the kids all can't feel taken care of and like they're getting attention.
Right,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
like there's no way. You want to talk about forgotten children.
Oh,
I'm surprised my family is not an improv troupe that travels the country.
That's what you should be. Holy shit. You could have like
a circus family.
You could build up fucking like you have a whole family, build up a whole set and strike it down and travel around. How's your relationship with your sibs now?
It's good. It's
Do
really
any of them
good.
Live out here?
No,
that's
the thing
hard
that
part,
sucks.
Right? Yeah.
And that's the thing that sucks. And I'm like, I love living out here. I think it's great, but they're all on the East Coast. And I'm wondering how it's going to affect me when I have a kid that never gets to see there, or they will. I mean, my siblings come out.
Right.
But like if they barely ever get to see their aunts and uncles and
right.
their
well, once
cousins
they have kids, your siblings will be coming out less.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we're having these conversations now too, where it's like, oh, when you go home and like your mom is babysitting your niece.
Oh my
and
God.
And you're like, oh, right. I see why people move
oh my
back
God,
near
please.
Their
home. Like I've literally been thinking like, I'm like, if I want to go away overnight somewhere, where do I leave this thing?
Right. Like, where does Telly go?
Who
can you crate train these things?
Yeah. Like, can
I'll
I just
a
get a walker, a dog walker? Like, I totally get why people are like, I want to live near my parents because it's just like free childcare.
It makes total sense. My mother-in-law is like a nanny to my two nephews, and it's like, what a great deal.
So great.
Yeah.
And like, And even my parents are getting older. Like, I don't think they can fly out here for that. I mean, they can. They're coming out, like, in a few weeks when it's born. But, like...
And you also want, like, the kids to have cousins time. Yeah. With, like,
my brother's having a baby 10 days after me. So, like, they're going to have these close cousins. And, like, yeah.
Right.
So, that's, like, a thing. But I also love living out here. And I'm like, everyone should just come out here. It's better.
Well, that's the thing. I don't... Yeah, I can't imagine us leaving here
Yeah. But, I mean, also, I've gotten very used to the flight. I mean, to me, to go home is, like, no. Right. I feel like it's nothing now.
You haven't done it with Telly.
I haven't done
yet.
It with a baby. So, famous last words.
I'm so used to the flight. I hope everyone else is.
Yeah,
the other thing is there's sort of like a new... A lot of my friends have kids out here now, and a lot of them don't have their families out here.
Right.
And it's sort of like this weird, all of a sudden, you're like... And it's been like this for the last 10 years of my life, and I feel like a lot of people in our generation are more like this, where you're like... Friends are your family
totally.
In a way where you're like,
I feel the same way. Like everyone's like, oh yeah, it'll be fine. Like I'll watch, like my friend just had a baby 2 months ago. She's like, we're going to share a nanny. We're going to do all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Like, I guess that's like what we're, whereas like my husband's family, they don't have any friends. Jared's family is only, they have the only family. That's like the only people they hang out with ever is family people.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of weird.
It's like, it's totally weird, but it's like very opposite because like we just had a baby shower with like not a single person related to us.
Right. And that's because they don't live out here. And it's like and it is this thing because Tiff and I always talk about it. Like it feels a little punitive the way your family treats you when you move to the West. They're like,
yeah,
well, sorry, you're not around here anymore. So I gave your brother the comic books. And it's like, wait a minute. What the fuck, man?
Every
and it's like, I'm like out there. I'm not asking you for anything. I'm not even leaning on you in any way. I'm out here completely on my own. I don't also need to be, I don't need to like, add a guilt trip on top. You know?
When they're my, every time there's a tiny earthquake, my mom's like, do you really want to stay out there? I'm like, I didn't even feel it. The subway is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I actually love the subway, but like a brick could fall on my head walking down the street in New York City.
I've outgrown the subway. Yeah. I'm still down. I still enjoy it, but I don't need it full time in my life anymore.
Right. But in terms of like danger, my mom's acting like I should run away from California because we're all in danger of this massive earthquake
or
whatever.
I know. And it's really funny. Like the amount of fights I have with my mom where I'm like, you know, I'm 37, right? And then I'm like, you know, I've been living in LA for 6 years. Why do you care today about something? And she's like, you're not driving around all these highways all the time, are you?
It's like, that's exactly. My mom would go, when I lived in New York for 11 years, she goes, you're not taking the subway, are you? And I'm like, only 7 times a day. What is wrong with you?
Actually, Friday nights, I'm on it 12 times after midnight.
Do you think I'm taking cabs everywhere? I mean, she lived in New York during like, the 80s of like the worst that the subway could be.
Whereas
so
like
for
cartoon
me,
New York.
Yeah, for me, it's like she's watching her daughter like descend into hell every single day, 6 times a day. But I'm like
surrounded by guys with like sleeveless denim jackets, like trying to shove
like,
you into the
turf wars. Like, and that's so funny. Your mom's like, you're not taking the highway, are you? You're like, well, actually, I live in West Hollywood. It's pretty locked.
I don't really need the highway. I'm mostly surface streets in every direction. But it's like one of those things where I'm like, and I miss having my brothers around. And but also now I feel like my family is solidifying more and more without me being part of it, which is kind of like a weird dynamic where you come home and they're and it's like, hey, and they're like, hey, like we're, you know,
this is a thing we do now.
Yeah.
And they do like family, like birthdays, dinners and like Mother's Day lunches and stuff like that. And they put me on the email so I don't feel left out. And I'm like, but I can't make it. So
I know,
like,
that's so crazy.
I mean, thank you for not making me feel left out, but also
you're making me feel left out.
I'm feeling left out now that I know about it.
Well, that's like some mom shit. It's like, well, they better at least know that.
Exactly.
Just a reminder. It's Mother's
Day. My little brother was in the military in Kuwait, and they'd be like, can you just put Kevin on these emails? I'm like, for a brunch? Right. He can't make it. Like,
let's not rub it in. He's not going to get it until like 4 a.m.
He should feel included.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, he's eating in a mess hall. I've been to Kuwait.
You went to Kuwait?
I did go to Kuwait. I went to Kuwait before my brother was even in the military to do stand up for the troops.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, how was that?
It was really cool. And then later when my brother was going, I was like, oh, I know exactly like where you're going. I know where you're staying. Because
like, your brother's
there.
Like done with basic training, sent to Kuwait. And he's like, my sister actually told me about this place. You're like, your sister? She's like, she's a comedian.
It was so fun though. Like, it was me and two other women. We did this like little tour to a bunch of different bases in Kuwait. And then at the end, they give you flyers and the guys like want you to sign the flyers. And you're like, but I'm not famous. Like, no one knows who the fuck I am. And then like a couple guys would be like, I've seen you on Saturday Night Live. And I'd be like, sure you have, buddy. Like, I would just sign my name and be
not
like,
say anything else.
Yeah, like, I don't want to, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who you think I am, but here we go. Like,
oh, yeah. Who? Tina Fey because of glasses?
Yeah, like, this was in 2009. I didn't even wear glasses yet. And I like...
Cecily Strong?
Or no, this was 2011. Sorry. So who was on?
Yeah, I'm trying
like,
to guess.
Who do you think I am?
Yeah. I'm just thinking of brunettes.
Like Kayla Watkins?
Yeah, like, maybe. Yeah. All compliments. But,
yeah. Yeah, I was like, yeah, never forget my classic character.
You're Keenan, correct? Yeah. Oh, okay. That was the one I didn't want to hear. You're way off.
Yeah, but that was like a
Oh, that
a
must
fun
have been
thing.
Fucking cool as hell.
Yeah, it was. It was neat.
And your brother, so all your family lives on the East Coast now, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so...
Are they all close together?
Two of my siblings live in New York City, and two live in Connecticut. So, yeah, pretty much.
But when I lived in the city and my brothers lived on Long Island, I saw them only, like, you know, once a quarter anyway, which was, like, you know what I mean? Even though they were 45 minutes away. But... It was more like the random shit of like, hey, you have a show Saturday night? Can we come in and crash at your apartment and go get wasted with you?
Yeah,
and it's hell yeah.
Well, my brothers are into comedy. So like they love coming to my shows.
Cool.
Like my brother Colin, who's actually in his residency at Yale right now to be a doctor, like took a bunch of UCB classes and was really good at it and was kind of like, should I like pursue this or be a doctor? And we were all like,
look at Dr. Ken. I think he got a doctor first.
I was like, you can see what I'm doing, which is nannying and I'm on unemployment. But at the time,
would you like to look at my direct deposit and a doctor's direct deposit before
exactly.
you decide?
Let's like weigh all your options. So anyway, but they love comedy. So like they'll come into the city and if the ones that live in the city will obviously come and then they just like always want to go see
and
stuff.
Are you getting back east enough to do shows where you're like, kind of see to do shows
until,
and get to,
you know, now.
Yeah. Well, cause you can't fly.
Yeah,
right
I
now.
Can't fly anymore. So like, but I was there in January. I was there in December. I was there in like August. Like I go a lot. So.
Oh, that's fucking. Yeah.
How often do you get back?
Not as much as I used to. I was going back a lot when I first moved out here cause of like MTV jobs.
Oh, that's
stuff.
Right. Cause I would see you. We were like on a show together once when you were back, like working on something. Yeah.
Because I was coming back for Guy Code all the time. I was literally like, oh, I can do Ass Cat next Sunday. You know,
and then Younger, too, was out there, right?
Yeah, right. And I was doing Younger. And now I don't even have work out here. so I'm not even leaving this
please
room.
Give to the Patreon, guys.
yeah, please. Buy a t-shirt. Gamers.com/shirts. But like not going back east anymore. I'm like, and now I have two nephews. I'm like. Missing I want to be the cool uncle
and like FaceTime and all that stuff feels like it's really good but
it feels like it's really good
enough.
And then when you go home to visit if like the last time me and Tiff went home both of my nephews were sick.
Aww.
And so they were like cranky and then they were like didn't want to do anything but mommy
but this
mommy.
Is like your only time.
I'm like I'm here for 48 hours with your godfather hang out with me and he's like mommy. I'm like all right fine forget it. I'm sorry. I'm like I'm putting so much pressure on this. It's like a long distance relationship where you're like
it has to work.
You better not have your period when I visit.
I was just gonna say that. The weekend has to be perfect. Oh my god, that's so funny.
So many of my friends were in long distance relationships and they were like dude it's like really amazing. And I'm like, yeah, because you exclusively hang out on vacations.
Yeah. Every weekend.
Yeah. It's like, she's moving here. I'm like, okay, it's going to be different.
Let me know. Totally. When people just do long distance and then get married, I'm like, woo.
Oh, yeah.
My brother kind of did that. My youngest brother. I mean, they're great. They're having a baby. Like they're good. But like they pretty much never lived in the same zip code and like got engaged.
Was because he was in the military?
Yeah, I mean, he's since left the military. He got married like 2 years ago and left the military right after. But like, I think it's because like everyone around him was married. Like you get married at 22 in the military. He got married at 27. He was probably like an old maid compared to all of them, you know?
Right.
But him and his girlfriend at the time, now wife, had like never lived in the same place. And I was like, is this a good idea? But I mean, they're great. But like...
Is a hard part of being the oldest, and especially if your family doesn't like leave town or pursue weird careers and stuff, where like it's kind of like kind of hard on me and Tiff a little bit that like our younger brothers like all own homes. And
yes,
like
my youngest brother, who is 9 years younger than me, has a car, owns two homes.
Like, and has a kid coming.
And has a kid coming. Yeah. And I'm literally also have a kid coming. And I'm like, that's all I have.
Like, yeah. That's like, how we feel. We're like, so we lease crazy. Our cars. We rent our apartment. Yeah. My brother owns cars, has a house, has two kids. He's he's my little brother.
I was truly like, we're looking into investing some money or some savings. And my dad was like, ask Kevin. I'm like, he's 29. Like, but like he has stocks. Like right. I don't even know what it is.
I just got a savings account. Yeah. I'm 37.
I think that's also a military thing. They just like grow up. So like he didn't have like fun 20s of like getting blacked out every weekend. Like right.
You don't amass a lot of credit card debt living
exactly.
in the
yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. So he's just like,
he didn't move
great.
To Williamsburg and collect unemployment for a year. Like some of us
fully. So
where that's like literally a career plan is like, I remember like switching from being a PA to going on unemployment when I was like, it's a $40 a week pay cut. And I go from working 60 hours a week to zero and I lose $40 a week.
The job that we met on when I got laid off there, I went on unemployment and got like a 3 hour a day nanny job. And I was like, this is the richest I've ever been. I was like, I know I'm getting paid under the table. This is all illegal. But like, yeah. I was like, New York. Like,
you're like, this is the city of dreams. You're getting a $340 a week check. And you're like, holy shit, I could live forever like
exactly.
this. Yeah. I remember it like, New York unemployment rules are if you do get paid over $400 in a week, it like punts it 2 weeks and it's kind of frustrating. So sometimes you would like
pick up some little job
and
or whatever.
Be like, fuck, this is going to fuck me over. But I didn't realize at the time is that 2 weeks still gets added to your 6 months unemployment. So like, it's not like you use up, like you don't get a check for 2 weeks, but you will get two more
get
checks
at
the end.
Yeah.
So I ended up doing one full year on and off unemployment.
Oh,
and it was
yeah.
the year I did like so much like work, like rehearsals, improv, shows, just doing so much. And I'm like, oh, I like lived a year truly like a transient.
Yeah.
Like I had an apartment, but all of my money went to maintain that apartment. I would charge like drinks and collect cash from everyone. We were out of bars. And
yes.
I just like left this 1 year of like living in the city is great. And then it's like $14,000 on a Discover card. Cause I keep jumping it to fucking save
totally.
APR.
Oh, I'm a credit card leapfrogger extraordinaire.
Oh, I'm finally done with it.
Oh, me too. Yeah. But that's how I got out of debt for another podcast.
Well, the real fucker of that is you do it a bunch of times. Then you're like, should I do the math on what this 3% transfer fee is really doing to me? When you're like, oh, I can pay the minimum for another 12 months if I just get this on a Discover.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm the only 24-year-old with two credit cards and a Discover card.
Wait, were you ever on unemployment when they were kind of making you fill out? They used to make you just fill out bullshit paperwork of all the jobs you'd applied to. So I would just fill out my friend's companies and leave their phone numbers and be like, yeah, call my friend Jeanette and ask her if I came in for an interview or whatever, you know? And then I heard later, like they started adding, you had to go to like job fairs that you had to like be at places.
I had to go
check
do,
in.
I tried my best to avoid it, but I got pinged at one time and I had to go to like City Hall kind of thing in Brooklyn. And
like prove that you were trying.
Yeah. And then like meet with an employment counselor and like, and the kind of people that are in those kind of lines are like, I'm doing the minimal scam of everyone there. I'm like, oh, I feel better about this scam because it seems like everyone else is fucking
totally.
Crazy.
And like, what are they going to help you? They're like, so the job you'd like is actor,
right? Well, that's the other thing too.
So Starbucks is hiring in that neighborhood.
Like, it was so complicated to explain too. I'd be like, I'm freelance, like, but I think that actually helped me because they couldn't like,
they can't tell you that your dreams are stupid.
Right.
They're not stupid, but they can't be like, okay, well, that's unrealistic. Yeah. So let's talk about you doing data entry.
Do you know what Atrium Staffing is? Attempting?
That's where I worked.
Hell yeah.
Atrium
same here.
Staffing.
Same here.
Oh, hell yeah.
I did Atrium for a long time.
That was my temp agency when I first moved to New York.
Yeah, that's where I first moved to New York. And that temp agency, I think I was at after I had met you and I was doing, getting paid to do comedy and was like back or out the
still
other
need
side
a
of
few
that.
Days.
Yeah, and I was like, oh.
They sent me to Vanity Fair for 2 days. And it was very Devil Wears Prada. I like showed up in my best khakis. It was like, I shouldn't be here.
I got sent home from Goldman Sachs because they were like, Is there anything you could do about your hair? And it's like, would you go home and shave? I had like a mustache. And they're like, would you go home and shave your mustache and come back?
What?
And I was like, I think I should quit this.
Yeah.
Another, I got a temp job one time as the assistant to the principal. What are they called in colleges? Dean. The dean of Pratt. But it was over the summer, so he was never even in the office. So I used to just, I spent like, and I did the gig for like 4 weeks, and it would literally just be, the administration building is like answering one in-person question and then answering the phone and saying like, yes, I'll take
he's
messages.
He's not home.
Yeah, taking messages. I did that job. I fucking like read the internet in like 4 weeks.
That, I mean, when I was at Albie, can we cut that out now? When I was at the job that we met at, I remember just like getting to the end of all the blogs and being like, I've read all of the gossip.
I finished What Would Tyler Durden Do? Perez Hilton.
I've done the superficial. Yeah. I've read, like, I had the Google Reader, which is now defunct, that just like showed me all the blogs that I read, like aggregate.
I'm on Feedly now, which is that. Yeah.
I got to get back on it.
Yeah.
I was like, God, in 2008, which was kind of when blogs and like the 24-hour news cycle felt like it was really blowing up.
Yeah.
And celebrity like Britney Spears and Paris Hilton and all those breakdowns. Star versus star. I was just reading the internet, like the entire internet, like all day. I didn't even have Facebook yet.
Yeah, then, no, I don't think I did either. Oh, I used to surf Craigslist for like entertainment type jobs and be like looking for a writer. And, you know, I would every once in a while get a weird where I got paid $100 to put on like a wrestling singlet and like scream some stuff into a camera. Like I was like, I don't know what this is. But one thing I got was like, we'll pay you for 25 cents per joke that you edit grammatically. We just have like this website full of jokes. And I was like, oh, I wonder how long this would really take me. And I'm just sitting at the computer. So I start fucking around and just like editing these jokes for some like joke website. And I'm just adding commas and spaces and like, and spell checking.
Yeah.
And I did that on top of my temp job.
Yeah.
I did it like for like 6 hours a day. And I made like another like $400 a week. Just
typing
constantly.
Yeah. Why did this website have a bunch of grammatically incorrect jokes?
I think they were just taking like free submissions from people. So it would be, I would get to some and be like, I'd have to mark it. Well, that was a cool thing.
This isn't a joke. This person doesn't speak English.
I used to get to like, and you would still get 25 cents if you were like, this isn't a joke. So like, if you got like 10 in a row, you're like, I just made $2.50 clicking no editing. Just like, not a
joke,
repeat, offensive, 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 not English, not English. Yeah. I mean, shit would be a lot of stuff.
I'd
be like, what do you call a pussy? It's like food. It's like, what?
quick question back to siblings. Are you closer with either brother? Not that that would be it. That's a loaded question if they listen to your pod.
No. Here, great benefit of being the forgotten child.
Nobody does.
Nobody listens. Nobody in my family listens to my podcast. It's insane. I've had fucking almost 200 episodes. They haven't listened to one. I have three podcasts. I have like over 600 episodes of podcasting and they've never listened to one.
So funny.
It's crazy. I mean, this is the same family that would rarely ever get to a comedy show in New York despite living 40 minutes
right
away.
There. Exactly.
Living as far of a ride from their house.
We don't know what you're doing, Johnny, but we wish you the best.
I don't know, Johnny. You know, comedy, whatever you want to do, but I can't be there. It was such a fucking, so am I closer to either of them? No, but we do have our separate, like, what me and my one brother shit talk about. Like, we have deeper similarities. Like, me and one brother are sort of more responsible or more adult than the youngest one. So we kind of shit on him for that. But me and the youngest one are very laid back.
Okay.
And like very chill to be around.
And
the middle one is super tightly wound. So we shit on him for that. And then those two guys shit on me for being like a weird California hipster who's like, and who's fat and gross. Like that's like, so we all have like, we spread it around. Like,
are they like skinny dudes?
They're both absolutely, like my middle brother is shredded, like jacked, like really cut. My other brother is like a bodybuilder. He's like huge and buff. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy. So I'm like working out this year just for like when I go to see them for the christening, I'm like, I gotta look fucking, I gotta be all that.
That's like so much pressure. Thank God no one in my family. Hey, Sibs, if you're listening, I'm really glad none of you keep up athletically with anything.
My middle brother has two kids and he's like, I got up at 4:30 a.m. to go to the gym. It's the only thing.
It's the only time I get like time away.
Well, he's like, he's getting to be like a little older and understanding like mental health and stuff. And he's yeah. like, it makes me feel better if I get to work
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's a turn I only made this year, which is crazy. I'm 37. And I just realized that like how much exercise benefits me.
Totally.
Cause I would always be like, I don't care if I'm ripped or whatever,
but it does make you feel good.
It makes like, you feel better. Endorphins. It makes you smarter. I feel like it yeah. makes me think like my brain is working better. I'm more confident.
Jared like does so much better. Like when he's working out right. like a few and, times a week.
And
like,
it's so easy to like fall off of it, but then it's so low priority when you've got all this other shit going. And then when you start adding it, you're like, oh, right. I used to, and I think I said this on my own podcast 1,000 times, but it's new information to me. When people used to go like, I need to run, just like get my head right. I'd be like, you're a fucking freak.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sorry, but get lost, you loser. And now I'm like, shit, dude, if I don't exercise for like 3 days, I start to get like in a funk. And I'm like, yeah. I didn't realize how much work I was doing for my mental health at yeah. the time. Yeah.
And physically, like my husband, like his back will start to hurt if he like goes a few weeks without like working out.
He's right.
like, my back, like, I don't know.
Like, just turns out just sitting and laying yeah. and eating are not the best.
Staring at your computer or right. your phone.
Yeah. So, but
wait, your youngest brother is a bodybuilder. Well, like he's competitively?
Not, no. He just is like, looks like one. He's just
his
like
his neck, like super thick.
No, he's just like a huge buff dude. And he's, both of my brothers are all covered in tattoos too.
Wow.
Yeah. It's very weird. I'm like, I look less like a brother.
That's crazy. Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have tattoos?
What? I have one.
We all have this one.
Oh, you all, that's Long Island.
Yeah. We all have Long yeah. Island on our bicep. My middle brother is full sleeves on both arms.
Full sleeves.
Yeah, on one arm, then getting the other one done.
Yeah.
And then my youngest brother, we got our first tattoo together. All three of us got this tattoo together. My middle brother had a few already. When we got this tattoo was, I was 35, so it was 2 years ago. Got my first tattoo at 35. My youngest brother got his first tattoo. In the 2 years since, he now has 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
People say it's addictive. I have zero, but like, do you think you're going to get more?
See, the thing is, I have bad taste, and I know I have bad taste. So, like, I don't think I'll ever get more, but
right.
I also kind of, there's part of me in my head that's like, I'm going to be a successful actor. I don't know if I can have, like,
right.
words and shit all over right. my body. But part of me is like, at some point when I'm my English teacher in Marina Del Rey, I'll just fucking have just full sleeves.
Do it. What's the, like, appeal of full sleeves? Like, from your, like, because I was talking about this with Jared. Like, we were talking about how, I guess we have a few friends that love tattoos and stuff. And a lot of them are like from the South, or they're from like not progressive areas of the country. And they're like, in a way, this is like kind of something that like tells people like who I am. Like, I'm not racist. I'm not into like old school value. Like, I'm right, not right. into Confederacy or whatever.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm like progressive. And I don't think that's true of someone that's like from like Long Island, but right. maybe that's, you know,
well, I think you start getting a couple of tattoos, then you start really liking it. And then you're like, oh, now it looks weird. Cause I have like four on this arm.
And you, I need to be a little cohesive. In
yeah,
between.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then he got stuff redone to make it more cohesive. But also I think, you know, people who work in jobs with shirt and ties,
right.
Full sleeves are like complete, like a way to be absolutely rebelling, but without demonstrating, yeah.
Underneath your Joseph A. Bank,
yeah. Underneath the suit you have to wear to work, then you can
wow.
come home and you can come home on the weekends, change into a T-shirt, or at night change into a T-shirt and be yourself. You know, like be more
wow, wow,
demonstrate
wow.
who you are.
What yeah. do they do, your brothers?
One's a nurse and one's a vice principal.
Wow, which is the vice principal the one with the sleeves?
Yeah, yeah.
That would be cool.
Right, it's very cool.
Of what, middle or high school?
Elementary.
School.
Yeah, he's an elementary principal.
I bet you if the kids get like a glimpse, they're like, did you know Mr. Gabriel has fucking full tattoos?
Yeah,
sleeves?
I know, I wonder. And Tiff's brothers are, one is a cop and one works on the railroad. We literally have like four like Lego job siblings. You know what I mean? Like, we go home and they have like a job that they can explain. Like, my brother's like, I'm a nurse. No one asks. And, you know, like Tiffany's like, I work in marketing. And I'm like, I podcast. It's like, it's like no one can even articulate this. It's like, there's no podcasting
That's
Barbie.
So funny.
But there's like definitely nurse, teacher, cop. And
exactly.
like, it's like the most obvious jobs.
Oh my God. Like, that's so funny.
Yeah. And it's like all four of those jobs, like, majorly help society.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, I market exclusive streaming platform.
I just talk in my office.
I spend a lot of days justifying why I'm allowed to smoke weed.
That's great.
Kara, you are undefeated as my dad, king of the segues. Talk to us a little bit about your album, which by is out today recording. So it's out now while you're listening to this.
Yes, if you're listening.
This is not going to come out before today.
So. Yes. Either way, it's available.
It's available.
It's on iTunes and it's called Undefeated. It's my first stand-up album. I recorded it at the UCB East, RIP.
Oh, hell yeah, RIP Beast.
RIP
Jesus.
Beast. Yeah. But that's like where I've run a stand-up show for like 7 years. So I thought it'd be fun to go do it.
If you build it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And If You Build It still exists in New York at the new UCB space at Subculture.
Oh, nice.
If you're ever in New York and want to catch a comedy show, but I run it with a booker from here. I live and first album. It's number 2 on iTunes today. So that's pretty fun.
Hell yeah.
So, buy it or I think you can stream it too on Pandora or Spotify.
And, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, just listen to
Please.
It for free or pay for it.
I have a baby to support.
Yes. Yeah. Help young Telly here. And, where are you on social media? If people want to,
my name is K-A-R-A-K-L-E-N-K. And that's me on Twitter, Insta, Facebook.
Yeah, so tweeted us. Any of like if anyone has more than 6 siblings or like I'm very curious, like, and definitely tweeted us the alliances of your childhood.
Yes.
Like in your in family alliances, that's a topic I'm curious about.
6 is like a lot today. I feel like 3 or was a lot when I was growing up. I think like 3 is like a lot now.
3 seems like, I think 3
when
is
you
a
think
lot
of
for
how
our
much
world.
Colleges
yeah.
Yeah,
I think for our world where people are like,
right,
I can't have 3
and then
kids.
There's the Duggars.
Yeah right exactly. It's like I can't send 3 kids to the private school because I decided to live in this neighborhood, the only neighborhood I can afford in the city. Oh, it doesn't happen to have the best schools. Clank, thanks for coming on.
Thank
this
you
was
so
exciting.
Much for having
yes,
me.
And congratulations and good luck. You got a
Telly is dying to come on as soon as he's born.
We'll have you and Telly on in the new year.
This is the only podcast where I've revealed the name Telly.
Oh,
the
okay.
Only one.
Top
so,
secret. Top secret.
This is exclusive content on High and Mighty.
Oh, I can't. Isn't it weird that a huge thing is when your child is born, someone's going to have to look directly at the genitals and answer a question? Like, can I see your child? Can I see my son or daughter's genitals? Yep,
yes.
Perfect.
Got it.
Thank you. Now I know the gender.
And then we have to decide if we want to circumcise.
Oh, my God. Well, if it's a girl, that decision is made. You better. You know, these African warlords have some good ideas.
They do.
All right. Bye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.